about the afterlife.
Ateez is about the afterlife. Okay.
After the clit biter.
Oh, the clit biter. You want to discuss the clit biter?
Not particularly.
Okay, no, because we can.
Can I remain anonymous?
Yeah, you can remain anonymous. It's fine.
You told me that I had to talk about my shag tree. If I have to do that, you have to talk
no,
about the clit biter.
No, no, no. I said that if I talk about the clit biter, you have to talk about the shag tree.
The clit biter sounds like something from Creepypasta.
Well, anyways,
my favorite creepypasta.
I think that, yeah, we're recording. So, yeah, this is the first episode of probably just going to be one of the podcast with no name as of now. I'm here with, I don't know, you want to remain anonymous?
Yes, my name is Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous and Shagger, I don't know.
That's so lovely. Thanks.
It is, isn't it?
Top Shagger number one. That's my full legal
so
name.
So true.
And we're here to discuss things. I had a few segments planned, but it doesn't really work with you guys here.
Wow. I'm incredibly versatile, I'll have you know.
Yeah, I'm very flexible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. that's good to know. But do you mind putting that phallic shape closer to your mind, to your mouth?
I do mind, yeah.
Okay, good. so basically, I had some people in general send me questions over Instagram, and I think that we should start off there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Unless you guys wanted to present yourself and you don't want to remain anonymous anymore.
I will always be anonymous.
Okay, it's fine. It's Anonymous and Shagger. It's fine
by
me.
Shagger, fuck's sake.
Well, it's either that or Sheep Shagger, so...
Oh, okay, right.
So take a pick.
By the way, I saw already.
No, I saw some of her family outside.
Motherfucker.
On the way here, basically the fields are just filled with sheep.
And some cows out there.
Yeah, exactly. And Shagger right here is Welsh. So there you go.
Top Shagger.
Top Shagger. Thank you.
Chicka, bow, wow.
Put some respect on my legal government name. Thank you very much.
Okay. What was it? Bruce?
Bruce.
Fuck you.
Brucey.
Never mind.
Bruce.
Brucey.
Exactly.
I didn't even want to come here. This is fine.
That's what she said. Anyways. yeah. So the questions are, how many chickens to kill a lion? This is the most podcast question ever. How many chickens? I've been thinking about it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
How many chickens can kill a lion?
Exactly.
I mean...
No, because if you think about it, if it's like one of those like cooked out chickens,
yeah,
I think that 10 would definitely kill a lion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It depends on how big the chickens are, the breed of chicken.
How big
Very
the lion
good.
Is.
Very good.
Mm, it could be a baby lion.
Could be a tiny lion.
Lion with dwarfism.
Lion with what?
Dwarfism.
Oh, dwarfism. Yeah. I thought you said autism.
Oh, that too.
The autistic lion gets bodied by the chickens.
You never know. You never know. You never
Me
know.
Getting beat up by my siblings.
Okay.
You describe yourself as a lion.
I am the lion.
You yeah. are the lion. I think you'd be a wolf, actually. Make the joke.
No comment.
Make the joke.
Leave it. Another question, also sent by Evgeny, thanks by the way, is, can blind people see their dreams?
This is a question that's been in my mind for years.
Yes, they can. Because it's your mind replaying like memories and shit. You're not actually you don't see your dreams.
But what
like...
if they've been blind from birth and don't know what things
yeah,
look
exactly.
like?
Yeah,
exactly. Ooh.
Yeah. These, by the way, are the... These questions are sponsored by Basic Podcast. Get a mic and 4 drunk friends.
Real.
But so you've been thinking about it for a while now.
Yeah.
And what about it? What do you make of it?
See, I think if they've been alive for a few years and then went blind, yeah, they can probably see their dreams.
Yeah.
I don't know about if they've been blind from birth.
Yeah, they're probably fucked, aren't they? Yeah,
Evgeny.
Yeah, they're probably fucked.
They just hear voices. Oh. They don't actually see it, they just hear it, which is terrifying.
They hear voices and feel feelings.
You're so true. So real. Real for that.
Anyways, so I had a bit of a music segment. I don't know if that... Yeah, no, I'm not going to play any music, otherwise... I don't know, I'm not going to be demonetized because I'm not making any money out of this. Because
Yet.
No, because to make money out of it, you actually need people to hear it, to listen to it. So yeah, it's probably just going to be my mom. It's probably not even my mom. It's probably
my mom
our
will
moms.
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah. How does your mom know it's you?
I'll tell her.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm anonymous to everyone, apart from the people in this room and my own mother.
Okay. So it's like a witness protection program, this.
Yes.
This is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. good. No, because I have a somewhat of a deep hatred towards Greta Van Fleet. I don't know if you guys know who they are.
Yeah,
she knows, of course.
No, I'm uncultured.
No, it's fine.
I quite like some of the music.
Okay, just explain why.
I can't explain. I just like two songs. I just like the sound of the song. I don't know how to explain it other than that.
That's a big statement coming from you, by the way.
What's that supposed to mean?
No, because, well, honestly, I also like their songs. But the thing is that they fucking sound too much like Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
And they're not fucking creative. So Greta Van Fleet, they're a band of like people that are our age.
Yeah.
And they basically dress like Frodo and the it's not the worship, it's the Fellowship of the Ring. And they go about in the world just playing. To be fair, they sound good, but the lead singer sounds like he has some problems with his adenoids or something.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, when he screams, it does kind of sound like a cat dying.
Yeah,
so like when he reaches that certain note. It's not bad. It's just a bit. It catches you off guard, I think.
A bit off-putting.
A bit off-putting, yeah.
You should be off-putting. No, sorry.
Oh, you're off-putting.
Damn. Oh damn, son. But they released a song on Instagram and everywhere called "Meeting the Master" for off their. Yeah, no. Why?
Called what?
Meeting the Master. And they're not even black. So what the fuck?
Meeting the Master.
Meeting the Master.
Exactly.
That's either slavery or Satanism.
Good, good, good.
What if it's both? Yeah.
Both good things.
I mean, Satan would be a racist if you think about it.
Would he? Or would God be racist?
I don't know. God is white, so.
God stands for everything good and nothing good has happened. So, I don't know.
Fair enough. Oh, what was that? That was just my stupid computer acting up and being a fucking bitch.
Ooh, you guys should silence your phones. Put your phones on silent.
I forgot to put the computer on.
Fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
I am.
Absolutely despicable.
Honest to God.
Well, the album is called Starcatcher or something stupid like that. It will be out in June or whenever. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Yeah. Who cares? Yeah,
I hope they release it and then King Charles dies. Bit political, I know.
I hope he just dies.
Yeah, no, that's a bit political. No, for someone famous to die. And I'm sorry that Charlie is not here yet, you fucking wanker.
Oh, we
saw him as we were walking down
there. Yeah, he's a fucking wanker.
Yeah.
He was with a girl.
He was with multiple girls.
Because he's the top
Arabic.
Shagger. Those are his five wives.
Okay, it was his. Yeah, it was
Charlie,
his
Charlie, my favorite Muslim man.
To make it clear, Charlie is the whitest person ever. His cheeks just become red whenever he's...
The sun's out for 0.2 seconds.
He's the most
sunburnt
British person I've ever met.
Exactly.
From the UK. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't wear tracksuits, though, so there's room for improvement.
He has one in the house, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His wardrobe should be... I don't even remember what the man was wearing when we walked past him.
He was wearing a blue jacket with light blue jeans, and I think he was wearing his blue jumper or his white jumper.
Oh my God, how the fuck did you...
Very perceptive.
Yeah, very perceptive. He might be autist. Maybe, who knows?
Oh, yeah, to make it worse, I don't like looking at people's faces very much, so I look at what they're wearing instead. Because eye contact is kind of terrifying.
Autism.
I'm not autistic, probably. I might be autistic, we'll see.
Where did you get it?
You got it from me.
I got it.
It's contagious.
Dad? After all these years.
It was either that or you got it by sitting on a dirty toilet.
Autism
makes
fellows,
this whole dynamic between us quite weird if I'm your dad.
It does, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
We're not going to get into that.
We're not going to get into that.
Family relations.
Yeah, probably later. Anyways.
Okay. can't make that joke.
Can you? This is also quite exciting because the movie of the week, it's a movie that I've watched this week. Oh. It shouldn't be called movie of the week, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. And the movie that I've watched this week was Ant-Man Quantumania.
How did you find it?
You motherfucker.
I found it through legal means. Wink, wink. Disney, don't sue me, please.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Why?
Simply because I've seen some of the CGI and it's quite funny. It is. I don't want to laugh at an Ant-Man film.
No. That's one of my main problems with it. It's like that guy sitting on a golden throne, which isn't Donald Trump.
His name's like
Mordor. Mordor.
Mordor. Isn't that the place in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, exactly. No, it isn't. It's a guy. It's a guy.
He's got a K in his name at the end of it. I don't know. MK.
Yeah, he does. I'm just bad at names.
Call him Egghead, because that's what he looks like.
No, you know when you're learning how to use PowerPoint and you stretch people's
faces.
You stretch
the pictures up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
See, I wanted to watch this, but now I don't think I want to watch it.
It's really funny. You should look up a picture of it.
It's good. But I think that it's just a poor taste joke making fun of disabled people
It's like... Like, Marvel put their entire budget into Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and then kind of just forgot about Ant-Man.
Exactly.
I still need to watch that.
Although their CGI has been quite bad the past few films. Like...
It has.
Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
It was very weird.
What was that eye?
No, that was so bizarre.
It's like...
It looks like a pimple or something.
Apart from that one instance, if you look at the other CGI in the film, like, just at face level, you're like, oh, yeah, that looks all right. But if you, like, actually look at it detailed, then you're like, what?
Exactly, that's it. But
like him as a zombie.
But this new Ant-Man movie, so Mordok, I don't know.
His name's MK.
Yeah, the Golden Throne guy.
Egghead.
Tweedledee. basically, whenever he talks, I mean, I have a problem with the CGI, but whenever he talks... Jesus, the man sounds like he's actually hit his head when he was a child. Because he only goes like, I am a death machine. I am going to kill you, Scott Lang.
Me too.
That's basically the extent to his dialogue. So that's not the biggest problem. And a bit of a spoiler alert. The whole fucking movie looks like fucking Star Wars.
Oof.
It fucking does. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but...
I mean, the guy who owns Marvel and DC, he's also under Disney. So, oh yeah, he owns DC now.
Who? The mouse?
No. James Gunn.
Oh.
He's also in charge of DC.
I don't think he owns it, though.
Well, he doesn't own it, but he's, like, in charge of the movies and stuff.
So he's got everything.
So he's, like, he's got the influence of... The Disney stuff, because he works for the mouse.
Jesus Christ.
He's like looking at Star Wars like, hey.
Could you imagine?
Hi.
Hey.
But yeah, I would give it like exploding testicles out of a cow. That's my punctuation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'll give it.
Beautiful.
Maybe watch it, maybe don't, if you're bored. I mean, you can watch a chicken fight for like 3 minutes and it's more entertaining than that.
I see that.
Yeah. Or you could cut off the head of a chicken.
I'm like one of the biggest Marvel fans and there's been a couple of recent Marvel films that I've been like,
Yeah, no, because like, and this movie doesn't advance like the full, the universe's story. So it's just Scott Lang going about, look at me, I'm Ant-Man.
Oh, I get little.
Yeah, I can get little.
But sometimes I get big. Real.
Story of a penis.
Real. So true. I also hate with Marvel that, like, if you want to get into it at this point and you've never seen a Marvel film before, you're completely fucked. You've got to watch the movies, you've got to watch the TV shows, the shorts. It's like, it's a lot.
There are shorts. Oh yeah, those what was it called, with the Watcher?
The What If series.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
That was very good.
I don't know why they don't do more of that.
Yeah, apparently they're doing another season at some point, but
yeah.
I really hope so. It was really good.
Yeah, no, it was good. But yeah, these last movies have been a bit lackluster, haven't they?
Apart from Wakanda Forever, I like
Wakanda
that one.
Wakanda Forever was good. It was good.
So good. Any thoughts on Wakanda Forever, Maddie?
Haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
This is the thing. I used to be a huge Marvel fan, and then I just kind of fell off, and I haven't seen any of the new stuff.
When did you fall off?
Exactly. When did you fall off?
Probably after Black Panther, I watched that about 5 times in the cinema, and I just didn't really get into anything else after that.
Five times.
I really love it.
You don't like Wakanda Forever. You just like Chadwick Boseman or the other guy who was shirtless all the time. What's his name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Creed.
No, I actually liked the, what's his name? They were like the outcast tribe.
M'Baku.
Yes, yeah. Him. He's good.
He is. Yeah.
He's good.
M'Baku, more like
And yeah, I have some other segments.
Oh.
Cool gizmos that I would buy if I had the money. So, there's a rumor coming out that PlayStation is going to release... I don't know why I'm doing the sexy voice. I don't know. It's just the PS5 Lite.
Advertise it to people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, really sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, Sony, please give me a PlayStation if you're listening to this. Please. No, but they're going to release, apparently, the PlayStation Slim. But more exciting.
What
than
about
that,
the PlayStation Thick?
They call
it fatphobic Sony.
Notorious B.I.G.
No, but they're gonna go. They're gonna double down on that because they're gonna release like a small PlayStation.
Is that not just a PSP?
It is basically. It's like the. Yeah, it's gonna be like the successor to the PSP. And they don't really know how to call it because there's just, well, these guys that have been talking about it, they just live in their mom's basement. Yeah, definitely. And they're calling it the PS5 Q Lite. I don't know why.
Is there a PS5 Q?
Yeah, Q. For what? I don't know.
Why are they pulling that?
Yeah, for James Bond? I don't know. Is it going to explode in your hand?
Hell yeah. Warning you already.
This is the end of the land, Mr. Bond.
No, it isn't. I have my PlayStation.
Oh, no.
Boom. Dead.
You guys should write a movie. That was poetic.
That was very good. I've already written a movie. I don't need to, I already have. And this is
You've never written one with me.
Fair enough.
Well, we've been featured.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is the part. This is the part that I talk about. Things about writing. So, I spent like the last month or so with these two sitting on the kitchen listening about their stories. The thing about being a writer is that you need to put the things that surround you into your pieces. Otherwise, your story will fucking suck. Let's start by you, Anonymous.
Great.
In my movie, a clit biter is featured in it. Do you want to discuss it?
Not particularly.
Yeah.
I feel like you might make me.
No, only if you want. Oh, yeah, she will. just in 10 words or so.
You don't have to go into the whole thing or do it at all, just...
Well, if she did it at all, it would be, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm not gonna... Yeah. Long story short, one of my exes bit my clit. There you go.
There you go. You heard it firsthand here.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, and this is where the clit biter character is coming from. In the movies, also featured the shag tree. And I guess you see where this is going.
Go on, Bruce.
Yeah, come on, Bruce.
It's not even an interesting story. I just lost my virginity underneath a tree on campus.
Exactly.
It was like 3 a.m. on a Friday night, mid-October.
It wasn't even in a secluded area.
It wasn't in a secluded area. It was very, very public.
On the main driveway.
Right on the main driveway. Right by the security building. We weren't even underneath the branches properly, I don't think.
Isn't this beautiful?
God. Isn't it beautiful? And I lost my virginity there. And that's it. That's the shag tree and its origins.
Yeah, it just sounds like a Leonardo da Vinci painting, doesn't it?
It is. Real. Yeah. Well, it's like very poetic. Venus. I was looking
it
at
looks
the stars.
Like one,
well,
so.
That's Botticelli. Fuck. I don't know my paintings.
Get your artists correct.
I don't
For
have.
For sake, man.
I haven't studied the Renaissance in a while.
Weren't you there?
That old? Yeah,
no,
but
come on, that's kind of an insult to me as well.
Yeah, I should moisturize more. Anyways.
Womp womp.
Oh no, they're starting it again. I don't know why you guys want to remain anonymous. Everyone's gonna know.
Everyone knows who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know someone's fucking voice. Like,
you gotta commit to the bit.
Commit to the bit.
We gotta commit to the bit.
Do it for the plot.
That's what she said.
Do it for the vine.
Do it for the vine. And I have, and I also have a few. I'm just trying to make this a bit informative and interesting.
It is interesting. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're the most interesting people in the world.
Clearly.
Ever.
You wrote a whole film about us.
Yeah. No, not the whole film about us. Basically,
whole film about us. No, just featured our sexual trauma.
No,
there's just sexual innuendos. You guys came in at the sexual innuendos part of it.
We're the comic relief.
Yeah.
We are the comic relief because we have no other value.
Real. About to fail out of uni.
Yo, fuck. No, seriously, shut the fuck
up. I'm baffled. So another cool thing about writing, and this is for my mate Jake, and I want to discuss Jake's...
Big up Jake.
No, Jake's butt.
Jacob.
Oh.
That's very interesting. I just made it sound more appealing to you guys because you're both perverts.
Yeah.
Take on to no one.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Once a philosopher, twice the pervert. I don't know who said it, but it just sounds right. Yeah. It was probably one of the Monty Python's guy. But so when you're writing a story, for example, South Park writers, Trey Parker and, well, I can't remember the other guy's name. Trey Parker and the other guy, whenever they're writing a South Park episode, instead of writing, Cartman takes a shit on Mr. Garrison's desk and he gets kicked out of class or something. No, they write, they put in but. So Cartman is writing some, sorry, so Cartman just took a shit on Mr. Garrison's desk, but he has a probe up his ass so he can shit or something like that. It just becomes way more, the conflict just comes out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my interesting tidbit for about writing for you writers. Mm. That might be interesting for you, Bruce.
Not really, no.
Why fuck
not?
You.
Add a little bit of drama to your stories. Yeah. Might start putting it in my psychology essays.
Maybe.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Jenny tried to kill herself,
but
she didn't have a knife.
Real.
Or a toaster.
Or anything else.
Or a bath.
Jenny is poor and homeless.
Exactly. And she does drugs.
She doesn't have a window.
But she could overdose on the drugs and die.
She doesn't have enough money to buy enough to overdose.
Weren't you fucking listening? She's fucking poor.
She's poor and homeless.
My fucking bad. She could have stolen the drugs. You don't know people's lives.
Jenny would never do that.
Exactly. She's a good person. Exactly. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So I'm a big advocate of Jenny dying. I'm sorry.
You
I apologize.
Apologize to all the Jennies out there.
You think you know a person.
Wow. Oh, Brucey.
I want to end this with suck these nuts.
Suck these nuts. Oh,
final comment.
Final comment. So, and I have a quote of the week.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, isn't this exciting?
This is exciting.
So there's a... If you're Portuguese, you probably know what I'm talking about. But there's a Portuguese TV show, which is basically like a lady on... basically doing like gym exercises and just answering callers. Mm-hmm. And the quote is, do you clean your ass before taking a shit?
Oh.
Yeah, one of our callers was, basically she fucked with her boyfriend. Oh. And then after it, she just went and got like a the pill.
Yeah.
Pill. She took the pill after. And she doesn't do it regularly. And then Tia Branca, which is Auntie White. I like that.
That's
Auntie
cool.
White. Auntie White just turned to her and said, so that just taking the pill after having sex is just like having cleaning your ass before you take a shit.
Mm.
And then the woman went like, yeah, but I clean my ass before I take a shit.
Of course she does.
Of course she does. No, and then Auntie White turns to her and says, why do you do that? And she said, oh, it's more hygienic. For whom? For the turds?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So basically she's fucked twice. She's fucked in her head and she's been shagged by
a
guy that doesn't like condoms.
Mm. But I don't know a couple of those.
Awful. Awful.
Clitbiter.
Clitbiter.
Clitbiter's a little freak and a perv. We'll hear that.
Let's hope he never hears this.
He might. If you publish this on, I don't know, if you share this on your Twitter or something.
Oof.
You're fucked. Oof. I mean, well, he knows where you live, to be fair.
Shit, yeah, he does.
It's fine. You'll be living hopefully somewhere else next year.
In another dorm, but still here.
Yeah, just elsewhere.
Yeah.
On campus.
Fair enough.
Find me.
He knows where to find you. And some news coming out of Portugal. What? No. What did you say?
Said he's put a tracking chip in my neck.
I would not put that past him.
Yeah, I would not put that past him as well.
Oh, no, I know.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Thomas.
How you doing? Forget about it. Hey.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey. I don't know where this comes from. But anyways, I have some news coming out of Portugal.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, like a month ago, there was like a rebellion in the Navy because...
Yay.
No, because...
Yay.
I think I told you that, Bruce.
You did.
I think I did. Because the sailors wouldn't want to go on the ship because they said that the ship didn't have conditions to... It wasn't seaworthy.
Ooh.
And they said that the waves were too high.
Ooh.
But yeah, basically they didn't have electricity. They need to go to land to take a shit. So basically it wasn't working. And then the admiral of the Navy went out and said, those fucking wankers, they're just not doing it because they're fucking bastards. I don't know why. The man is Portuguese, so I don't know why he has a Cockney accent. But anyways.
He's a Portuguese man who lives in Cockney, England.
Exactly.
It's just for the plot.
Just for the plot, exactly. And the boat this week has gone up in flames.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
As it should.
Stop war, motherfuckers.
Yes. Make love, not war.
Fighting fire with fire. Tested and approved.
Well, no, the boat is fighting the ocean, and the ocean is made out of water.
No way.
Yes,
it is. I didn't know that.
It's
like
a Pokemon battle.
Yeah, you're from Wales. You've never seen the sea. Shut up. Hey!
I'm about to reach over this table and smack the shit out of you. What's your problem with Welsh people? Please, for the audience.
We were talking about boats. Okay.
We really have time for I don't have problems with Welsh people.
I don't have problems with Welsh people. I have. I can appreciate that you like shagging sheep. that you have weird town names like called Snaffernagelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingelingeling
Absolutely not. I will not. Please. I will not stand the scrutiny.
Please.
Come on.
No.
I'm intrigued.
No.
I'm also very intrigued. I promise that I will not make fun of you.
No.
You can even do one of the English Wales cities.
Yeah.
English Wales cities.
Yes, the English Wales.
Well, no, because the most Welsh town that I know is the one that I can't pronounce because it's the longest fucking one.
What's the most Welsh town that you can pronounce?
I'm not doing that.
There we have it.
I'm not giving into it.
Welsh people are pussies.
Real.
Specifically Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Jones. It's fair. No. Now I'm being serious. I won't make fun of you. What's mm-hmm. the most thing? What's the most Welsh thing ever?
Well, I don't know about the most Welsh thing ever. Not me. I don't know. We've got like Llangollen, which is like right next to where I live, which English people call it Llangollen because they can't pronounce this sound.
Eesh.
This sound. Sorry, do that again?
No.
You weren't saying you were having a bit of a crisis there. Yeah. There you go.
Sound like a snake.
Llangollen.
Oh.
Yeah. The little Welsh people are Slytherins.
Damn, bitch.
So am I. I'm not Welsh.
No, you're from
not a Welsh bone in my body.
No, you're from the very English England, all the way down.
Oh, I'm incredibly English.
All the way down.
Both sides. I'm incredibly English.
I'm incredibly English.
Fair enough. From Southampton.
Yeah. Big up Southampton.
No.
What up, what up, Southampton?
Southampton.
I've got enemies in Southampton.
I've got enemies in Southampton.
Talk about your enemies in Southampton. I've been teased with this for a while now, and I must know.
Well, they're not not actual enemies.
Our listeners our listeners deserve to know.
No, they're just people I don't particularly like because they've all fucked me.
Don't you like our listeners?
Me or my best friend. Oh, no, lovely.
I'm screaming at the mic.
As you should. King.
As you should. Well, it's no different than you just screaming at us.
Generally, yeah. That sounds about
right. No, there's three people in Southampton, there's four people in Southampton that I'm not a fan of.
Four?
Who else is from Southampton?
King Charles.
Clipbiter.
There we are. Yeah.
Okay, oh, the Clipbiter.
Okay. He's one of my enemies. He's an actual
enemy. He's not your enemy.
He's not my enemy, but he's enemy by association.
Yeah, he didn't bite your clit.
Thankfully.
Could you imagine?
I'd be very concerned.
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but what do those three guys for? Well, so the Clipbiter plus three. Yeah.
Okay, one of them fucked over my best friend. The other one, and the other two fucked me over. No.
Okay.
He wishes. No, he was just an absolute dickhead to my best friend, so that immediately...
I've also had situations with this man.
Oh, yeah, you've also had situations with this man. Yes. And everyone
Southampton is a small city, apparently.
Everyone who's come into contact with this man has a reason to hate him, and they all hate him for the same reason.
He's radioactive.
He is something. I'll give you that.
Definitely something.
He's definitely something. And then the other two... Well, one of them didn't do anything to me specifically, but was involved.
He just looked at you funny.
Mm. No, just the whole situation.
She was a slag.
She was a slag. and then the other one, he's chill. It's fine.
So you don't really have three enemies. You have two enemies and a person that you don't particularly like.
Yes.
In Southampton.
But I like saying I have enemies because it's very dramatic.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. But it's fucking hilarious when you say, oh, I have enemies in Southampton.
I think anyone who spent more than 2 weeks in Southampton has enemies in Southampton.
Fair enough.
Have like the highest crime rate.
Oh, yeah. Our crime rate in Southampton is a lot higher than the average crime rate of all of Hampshire.
Yeah, that's... So. And I just want to specify that I have no ill will towards these people. I've just had unfortunate circumstances in my life where I now do not like them at all as people.
I may have ill will towards two of these
people. I have ill will to two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not who you think. It's Clipbiter is one of them, but the other one is... What do we call him?
Jack the asshole.
Jack the asshole.
No, the asshole licker.
Is it the actor?
It's the actor, yeah.
Same.
I have huge beef with him.
Oh, same.
The other two, I couldn't give a fuck less. But him and Clipbiter.
Oh, yeah.
Enemies.
They're my enemies.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that we have the same enemies.
I live about 10 minutes away from actor.
I know, because we worked that out, didn't we?
Scary things.
In Google Maps.
Scary things.
We're actually Snapchat Maps. We used it.
Oh, yeah, because you're like 16, of course.
Have you know I'm 18.
I'll have you know I'm almost 21 next month.
Well, that's bitch.
Says you.
Weren't you there for the Renaissance?
Yeah, my boy Michelangelo and Donatello. Yeah, we were just in the...
What about Ninja Raphael? Turtles?
Yeah, and Raphael. We were just in the New York's sewers with Splinter and fighting Shredder.
I wish that were me.
Oh, real.
I love the Ninja Turtles.
I fucking love the Ninja Turtles.
Literally, it's my favorite.
I haven't watched a single episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles since I was like 7.
I've had a collection of merch since I was a kid. I have like the little Funko Pop ones recently. I've got like I've got comic books. I love it.
Comic Autism. Books.
Shut the fuck up.
I would say too much expendable income. That's what I would say.
I think you have autism. Shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut the fuck up. I will kill you. Okay.
I might have autism. And what about it?
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Real.
Well, the jury's out. We'll see.
Well,
I don't need a diagnosis.
Well,
the jury is me, and the jury is in.
Yeah. Is in session.
Real.
I mean...
It could be a porn movie.
Yes.
Is it autism or is it ADHD? Because I have ADHD.
Or both.
Both. Fuck. You can have like a pack...
They're very, very commonly together.
I'll just die. It's fine.
doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does.
Fine.
I mean...
well, if you say so, it's fine. Yeah. I have another thing that I would like to discuss.
Oh.
Oh. No, it's about an anime. Well, it's about two animes because this week, finally, I've started to watch JoJo's. JoJo's sucks donkey balls.
Really? I like JoJo's. I like it.
No, but for what reason? Give me one valid reason.
Okay, everyone's different, so you're not going to have the same opinions as me, but I find the plot very entertaining.
Well,
the plot, she means the muscly men.
Exactly. If you want to jerk off, go to Pornhub and get the fuck out of the anime.
I don't go Pornhub. Twitter. That's where it's at.
Jesus.
Or Xvideos.
Xvideos. Xvideos. Props to Xvideos.
Mm. But
this podcast is sponsored by Xvideos.
I fucking wish. I'd be ruining that sweet, sweet money.
For real.
I like JoJo's. I like the color schemes. I like the character designs. I like the character arcs. I like the plot. I like the whole thing.
I will admit, the character designs are quite cool.
Yeah, they're quite cool. I give them that.
But I just couldn't get into it.
That's fair enough, because it goes on for ages.
It's not really my kind of anime.
No, because the thing is, like, on the first episode, so you got, like, the brother thing going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy apparently dies. Spoiler alert. And then he comes back, and then he takes the head of the other guy. And he is in a coffin for like 300 years.
Underwater.
And meanwhile, underwater. And meanwhile, there were shit going on. I don't get it, honestly.
It's just confusing.
No. And the thing, I was telling Bruce this this morning. I'm completely into this.
Oh, yeah.
Suck my balls. Yeah, that's your name. Fuck you. anyways. No, because the... So, like, the final fight against Dio, if you haven't seen it, listen to this so that you don't waste your fucking time watching that garbage. So, basically, you have one JoJo, which is an old JoJo, and you have a new JoJo, a young JoJo. So, basically, to make the young JoJo become better and more exciting, they make the old JoJo become... old and stupid. The old JoJo used to be like a clever guy who never was defeated by anything. He just defeated like some Inca gods or whatever the fuck that was. But now he can't fight against Dio. And he's
old.
Because he's
man
not...
Man got dementia and shit. He's old as fuck.
He's not old as fuck.
Weak knees.
Well, he's like 65 in part 3, I think. And he's like 80 something in part 4.
My grandma is 65 and she could kick anyone's ass.
Real.
Your grandma should have been in it then.
Yeah, maybe my grandma would be a better character in JoJo than fucking JoJo. But I honestly don't fucking get it.
No.
I mean, there are a lot of plot holes in it and a lot of it doesn't actually make sense. But
the plot doesn't.
I love the plot.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I just love it anyway.
She's funky and goofy.
She's just quirky and different, obviously.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but I said goofy plot holes. There's plot holes in it. So some of it doesn't make sense. But I just ignore that bit. I don't question the logics. I don't question the logistics of it.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's a fucking anime about a vampire who then. They got like fucking Hammond and shit, which disappears all of a sudden, and then there's Stans there, and the Stans thing lasts. I'm not gonna question it. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I enjoy the funky colors and the happy music. And it's like everyone dies.
Autism.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It fucking is. It's the colors.
The colors and the music.
And the music, yeah. It might be it. You might like those shows on Disney Junior. I highly advise that you watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Can I just say...
Blue is one of my favourite TV shows. I'm just going to say that.
I just say Spidey and His Amazing Friends? Banger show.
I love Spider-Man.
Spidey and His Amazing Friends. It's like Spider-Man, Miles Morales and Gwen, but they're like kids.
But don't, because I'll watch it and I'll love
it. It's so good. I watch it with my sister. Fuck. We can watch it together.
Oh, Jesus. No, my sister used to watch the stupidest thing ever. It was a Brazilian lady... singing head, toes, knees, and toes, or head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Yeah. Knees and toes? Yeah.
Beans on toast.
I don't know for how fucking long.
Too long.
Too fucking long. In repeat for days. I'm baffled.
Yeah.
thank God that someday the CD disappeared by mystery. No one knows who did it. Just disappeared.
You sure?
That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Baffling, mind-boggling.
Just like how my sister's copy of Coraline disappeared when I was a child.
Yeah.
Coraline?
Did not mysteriously disappear. I snapped
you look
it
like
in
Coraline.
Half.
That's a compliment. I take that as a big compliment.
Yeah, I didn't mean it as a...
Well, I never know. You usually insult me quite a lot, so I...
Fucking hate Coraline.
Yeah, fucking
Why
hate...
Why the fuck do you hate Coraline? Why do you hate Coraline? Why do you hate everything? Both of
it's
you
scary.
Hate everything. It's not scary.
I've never
too scary
watched it
for me.
Because
it's
of that. It yeah, it freaked me out as a kid, and yeah. I've never watched it
it's
as a grown up.
That's why I snapped it in half. That makes it scarier.
But Coraline
it's
is
stop
so
motion.
Pretty.
Coraline is pretty. However, have you seen that big fuck off spider thing that the other mother turns into? No, thank you.
Yes, I have.
Spoiler alert.
I have arachnophobia. Spoiler alert, the film's been out for like 15 years.
I haven't watched it.
She turns into a big fuck off spider, and that's I can't deal with
well, yeah,
that.
Yeah, but she doesn't actually. Sorry, she doesn't actually turn no. into like a. She doesn't turn into an actual spider.
No, but she's.
It's a spider. Beam.
She's a humanoid spider, which is arguably
well, yeah,
worse
but
than a spider.
That only lasts like a few minutes.
A few minutes is enough to traumatize me.
But really, but here. other than that, you can just skip over that bit. The rest of it is such a good movie.
I don't skip over it. I watch up until that part.
Oh,
also
Jesus.
The two old women.
But what?
They're quite scary.
Oh, they're freaky as fuck.
Old people are scary
but
in general.
I love
they
it.
Got their titties out and everything.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. The old
They do get their titties out.
That's not the movie for kids.
Baby, that's just us in a few years.
Oh my God.
In a few years? Oh yeah, you're 20. Yeah. Fucking old ass bitch.
I'm not. I'm 18.
How old
I'm
are you
still,
again?
I'm still
How
a baby.
Old are you again?
I'm 17.
Fuck off.
I'm
a minor.
A minor.
Diddly. And I also want to discuss...
Like, hide the clip biter.
Hide the Shack tree.
Hide the Shack tree.
Fuck. And I also wanted to discuss Junichi Ito's Japanese Tales of the Macabre.
Ooh.
Have you guys watched it?
I haven't, no,
I
but
have,
I've read a couple of
I have
comics
his whole collection.
Based on Junichi Ito's style.
I mean, I like the style of it. But
I'm too poor to buy actual Junji Ito.
I was gonna say I have all of his shit, like everything he's ever
really?
Created. Yeah,
I'm gonna read it.
I was gonna say I'll bring it back with me next time I go home. But I have like
who
the
are
huge,
you?
I have like a huge book of his work, and then I have like individual.
Yeah,
I read a couple of his stories on Webtoons.
Webtoon. Okay.
The art is so mesmerizing. I love
I
it.
No, it kind of is, but there's no fucking story. I mean, at
no,
least in the fucking series. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just, yeah, the point of it is just to be creepy. Yeah. So, like, the
works.
First episode, it's just a family, it's just a fucking weird family.
Real?
No, and basically, every single brother and sister, they're just, every single sister. anyway, they just, I don't... They're just bitching about things, honestly.
Yeah.
They don't do anything, and they're scared, but there's actually no plot. And when the story is getting interesting, it just fucks right off. Just ends dead.
Arguably, that's what happened to my fan fictions.
Damn, same. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting on... Yeah, anyway.
Wait a minute. This is interesting. So, did you guys write or did you read fan fictions?
Yes.
Both.
Yes, okay. What about...
I'll let you go first.
Come on, Bruce. Don't be shy.
No comment.
Oh, come on. You have to say something, surely.
I don't know. What the fuck was I interested in?
Vampires? I don't know.
Oh, shit. Wait, hang on.
Jerking off hamsters?
No.
Oh,
Twilight, Vampire Diaries.
Of course.
What were the other ones?
Why are you looking at me? I didn't know you,
because
Batman.
we've discussed this before. I had Wattpad and AO3.
Oh, dear.
Wattpad and AO3. Whatever the fuck I was into at that time. That was like 2012 to 2014 Tumblr era.
2014? That's when you stopped?
No, 2014 is when it just started.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I
was watching the World Cup in 2014. Jesus.
I was celebrating my 10th birthday in 2014.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
What was I doing in 2014? I was...
Writing fan fictions.
I was writing fan fiction. Oh, my God. I used to write them about fucking, like, One Direction, Five Sauce as well.
Fucking knew it. I fucking
yeah,
knew it.
One Direction, Five Sauce, Twilight, The Vampire Diaries, Twilight. What else was I into? I don't know. Just old.
Yeah.
Multiple people wrote fan fictions about the same. Oh, Marvel. I used to write them about the original Avengers as well.
Oh, like Chris Evans, of course.
Chris Evans. Yeah.
Captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor. Not so much. Iron Man. Not so much.
Fucking love Iron Man.
I actually wrote them mostly about Iron Man.
I would shag with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Jesus. Danny Robert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wrote them mostly about Iron Man. But
all of the Chrises, apart from Chris Pratt.
The Winter Soldier as well. Chris Pratt, isn't he unbelievably homophobic? Or is that like...
He's part of a church that's unbelievably homophobic.
Right.
I don't know about the man personally.
Yeah.
But
okay.
He seems like a nice guy, though.
I was gonna say, he seems sweet, but if he's like... He might be one of those like overly religious people.
He doesn't like people calling him a Chris or Chris Pratt.
A Chris?
Yeah, he doesn't like it. He gets everyone to call him CP. Mm-hmm.
CP.
Child porn.
Yeah. Which is quite, it's not a nickname you want to go by right now.
Well, if you're in a church like that, I mean.
It's either that or Comboios
Portugal. Is it Catholic?
That's for your Portuguese viewers. Comboios means trains. Trains of Portugal. Yeah, I just ruined that. Anyway, and you, Anonymous, what did you write them about?
Oh, dear. I was very heavily into my K-pop phase at that point in my life.
Okay,
fair enough. So they were predominantly like Dan and Phil fan fictions that I read and wrote. Dan and Phil, two YouTubers.
Okay.
British YouTubers.
I completely forgot about them. I feel so bad.
I used to write many.
The Milk
Fic. Oh, the Milk Fic, the Hat Fic.
God. Good lord.
There's also a whisk fic.
I have to Google this.
The whisk. You are gonna,
you don't want to.
You know you don't, because there's going to be a rabbit hole. You're going to go straight down it, and then that's just, you're going to be
I read the Milk Fic while I was drinking milk. Yeah.
I'm not a milk drinker.
I also used to write a lot about K-pop idols, which is quite upsetting.
She's not a milk swallower.
Hell yeah, she is.
Hell yeah, she is.
Yeah, who said I wasn't?
And the K-pop was the only guys that I know that do K-pop things are just BTS.
Yep, yeah. It was a lot of BTS.
Love BTS.
And love GOT7.
Blackpink.
Blackpink. Yeah, I never really wrote about the female K-pop idols. I wasn't really.
I wonder
them.
Why.
I wasn't really into the like actual groups themselves either. Yeah. It was very heavily on the boy bands. Yeah. But I'm like that with most music. I don't really listen to many girl groups.
Fair enough. Because Blackpink, yeah, I don't really like them as well.
I mean, I'll listen to their music, but like, I don't like their new music. Their older music is all right. I'll listen to that, but I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to them.
Fair enough. And I think that concludes it. I don't have any more interesting topics to go on about. I already ranted about JoJo's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did everything here. Yeah. I don't know if you guys want to discuss it, if you guys have anything else in mind.
I did not prepare anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, to be fair, we didn't really talk about everything in depth. We just kind of said our comments, and then we was like, oh, yeah, also this. It's like being in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like being in the kitchen.
We should do a kitchen podcast.
I would find it very hard to take those mics there.
I don't mean in the kitchen, just like a podcast of people who have been in the kitchen, had interesting conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Just having interesting conversations
kitchen
about
talk.
It.
Kitchen talk.
Kitchen talk. That might be that might be a good name for the podcast.
Kitchen talk. Yeah.
But I'll just keep it as the podcast with no name as of now.
Yeah.
I think that's better.
Like the one Johnny Gilbert song with no name. It's an emo song from like 2015.
You goth. You goth, fam. Are you a fucking goth?
I used to be.
She had her face.
Me too.
I used to be. You
would love my boots. You'd love them now, actually.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Had like huge platform. Shut up. I had huge platform boots, and they had like silver skulls on them, and they went up to like my thighs. They were so cool, and they had like little things.
That's awesome.
Like crosses all over them.
It's amazing. Been through many phases in my life.
And with this shocking revelation, I think it's time for us to end this. Thanks very much for listening, and thank you guys very much for coming.
You're welcome.
And for you guys listening to us, stay black.
Yeah, stay black.
Stay black, motherfuckers.
Stay black, guys. Stay black, my niggas.
Oh, yeah, because you can say it.
I can say that.
You can say that. Yeah, I couldn't get away with it. Anyways, thank you very much, and see you next week.